Perhaps the most momentous news since the end of the Pacific War was made at 1 a.m. today, when President Truman fired General Douglas MacArthur from his post as Supreme Commander of American and United Nations forces in the Far East. This afternoon, Dr. Willis Dunbar, WKZO's Director of Public Affairs, took a WKZO microphone to the doorway of the Miller Hale Hat Store on the corner of Michigan and Burdick Streets. And there he asked the men and the ladies on the street for their opinion of MacArthur's dismissal. Listen now to the man on the street.
Well, this is Willis Dunbar speaking to you from Michigan Avenue, and we're going to try to get some of the opinions of people as they go by here on the dismissal of General MacArthur. I see a gentleman over here. Sir, we had news this morning up at the radio station that General MacArthur has been released. Would you care to give us what you think of it?
Please. Well, I don't know. It looked to me like we lost a good man. In some ways, I think he's all right. Of course, not being a general myself, I wouldn't know just exactly whether he's wholly wrong or wholly right.
All right, thank you very much. Pardon me, madam, I want to ask your opinion on General MacArthur's release by the government this morning. Would you care to give us what you think of General MacArthur's release?
Well, I think it's a political move.
You don't think much of it, in other words?
No, I don't. I'm surprised at it because I felt that Truman was setting his plans and all at once he turned around and changed his plans, but probably there's something behind it that I don't know about.
Thank you very much. Pardon me, sir, may I talk to you just a minute? This morning, the news came through that General MacArthur had been released. I want to ask your opinion of it as an ordinary citizen.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of a hard thing to figure on right now. I think it's a bad move, but that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Here's a young lady here. She must have an opinion on the release of General MacArthur.
I didn't like it too well either.
You didn't like it too well either?
No, I didn't.
Anything else to say on it?
No.
Well, I think something will come of it now. I mean, it'll be a big move one way or the other, because that's a drastic move on the president's part.
Something's bound to happen.
It sure is.
Thank you very much. Pardon me, miss. We're trying to get the reaction of citizens on the release of General MacArthur. I wonder if you'd care to tell us what you think of the general's release this morning.
I'm sorry. I have no opinion.
No opinion. Thank you very much. We're waiting for some other people to come along here. Here's a gentleman I know, and I want to interview him for just a moment. This morning... We heard that General MacArthur was released. Would you care to tell us what you think of it?
Well, I don't know very much about it at the present time.
You haven't made up your mind yet?
Not yet.
Thank you very much. Here's a gentleman here. We're trying to get the opinion of people on the street of the release of General MacArthur. Would you care to give us your opinion without mentioning your name?
Well, I think it's a mistake. Simple reason that MacArthur is fully acquainted with all of the Far Eastern troubles and he understands the people. He's been there for years, and I think he's the man for the job as to governing Japan under the armistice rule.
Thank you very much, sir. Here's a gentleman here. Sir, will you pardon me just a moment? We're trying to get the opinion of citizens on the news that came this morning of the release of General MacArthur.
Yes, sir.
Have you heard of it?
Yes, I did.
What do you think of it?
Well, it's awful hard to say. I'd like to see Korea cleaned up over there, but I'd like to see somebody in there that can do it, too.
Do you think General MacArthur was the man?
I think he was doing a pretty good job, sir.
All right, thank you very, very much. Here's a gentleman here. Have you heard of the release of General MacArthur?
No, I haven't. I heard it was going to be.
What's that?
I heard it was going to be.
Yes. Well, this morning news came through that General MacArthur had been ordered home by our government and released of command.
Well,
what do
I
you think of it?
Pretty dirty.
You don't like it, huh?
No, I don't. I think he's doing a darn good job.
All right. Thank you very much. Hope to have another lady. Pardon me. We're trying to get the opinion of citizens on the release of General MacArthur this morning. And I wonder if you could give us your opinion.
I haven't heard enough about it to give an opinion.
All right.
I've been working all day, so I haven't heard enough about it.
Thank you very much. We're going to try to interview some other citizens now as they pass along the street. Pardon me, sir. I notice you have a newspaper in your hand that has the news of General MacArthur's release, and we're out here on the street trying to get the opinion of citizens on this momentous news development. Would you care to give us your opinion?
Yes, sir. I think it's a very foolish thing to do on the part of the President of the United States.
You think he should?
I don't give Mr. Truman any credit for what he has done.
He should have left MacArthur in command.
That's right.
Thank you very, very much. We're going to try to get some other opinions here. Pardon me, madam. We're trying to get the opinion of citizens on the news that came through this morning of the release of General MacArthur. Had you heard the news yet?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't.
All right. I wonder if you'd heard the news.
Just a little of it.
What do you think of it?
Well, I'm sorry that it happened. I'd like to see him go back. I really would.
You think it was a mistake to call MacArthur home? Thank you very much. Try to get some others as they go along here. Pardon me, sir. We're out here on the street trying to get the opinions of passersby on the release of General MacArthur. You've heard the news, no doubt?
Yes, I have.
Would you care to give us your opinion? What do you think of this news?
Well, I'm not very happy about it.
You're not very happy. That seems to be the feeling of a great many people. I suppose you've got to sort of let it sink in yet before you can really come to a judgment.
That's true, but I'd still stick to my opinion now. I'm not very happy about it.
All right. Thank you very, very much. Here's a young lady. Pardon me, madam. We're trying to get the opinion of citizens on the release of General MacArthur. She shakes her head and says no. We'll have to wait till some other people come along. Pardon me, sir. We're trying to get the opinion of citizens on the release of General MacArthur. The news came through this morning. Would you care to tell us what you think about it?
Well, I'm not so sure that it's a very good idea myself.
You're a little bit doubtful of it, eh?
I rather think that it's a bad move.
All right. Thank you very much. Try to get some others here. Pardon me, madam. We're trying to get the opinion of citizens on the release of General MacArthur. Would you care to give us your opinion? Lady shakes her head, says no. She doesn't want to give an opinion on it. Some youngsters just passed by. I don't think they're interested in General MacArthur. They don't look like it anyway. Just now, there seems to be a dearth of passersby. We'll undoubtedly have some more here in a moment. To sum up what we've heard so far, I think that I haven't kept any statistics, but certainly it seems as if the majority of people that we've interviewed, the overwhelming majority, have been very doubtful of the wisdom of recalling General MacArthur. Here comes another lady right now. Pardon me, madam. We're trying to get the opinion of citizens on the news of General MacArthur's release. Would you care to give an opinion?
I haven't read a thing about it, thank you.
She hasn't read about it yet. Surprising how many people haven't heard this news yet. I'm sure there'll be some others along here in just a moment. Here's a gentleman. Hello. Pardon me, sir. We're trying to get the opinion of citizens on the release of General MacArthur this morning. I think you're a barber down the street here. What are they saying in the barber shop about
this? Well, most of the people don't like it.
Most of the people don't like it?
That I've talked to, they don't like it. They resent the fact.
Seems to be the opinion along the street here as we've discussed it with people who've gone by. Have you heard any exceptions to that?
No, I haven't, Willis. Not a thing. Everyone that's been in here today has talked about it as doesn't like it. They don't like the idea of it at all.
Uh-huh.
They seem to think it'll pull us into more trouble.
What kind?
Well, maybe more trouble in Japan. They figure that MacArthur should be left in control there. He's done such a good job of it that he should stay there.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you very much. We're trying to get the opinion of citizens as they go along here. Some more coming down the street. I'm sure we can get them. Pardon me, sir. We're trying to get the opinion of citizens passing by on the news that came through this morning on the recall of General MacArthur. Have you heard the news yet?
Yes, I have.
Have you any opinion to express one way or the other on it?
Well, no, really, I haven't.
All right. Thank you very, very much. To wait now for some other people to come along. Pardon me, madam. We're trying to get the opinion of citizens on the release of General MacArthur.
I'd rather not. They did very good.
Oh, she just says it isn't very good and passes along. Sometimes there are a whole group of people come past here, and at other times there's a little lull. The gentleman coming down here now. No, he went in next door here to get his shoes shined. We're standing near the corner of Michigan and Burdick Street. Here's a gentleman here. Pardon me, sir. We're trying to get the reaction of citizens on the news that came through this morning on the release of General MacArthur. Had you happened to hear the news yet?
No, sir, I haven't heard it.
You hadn't heard it yet. All right, thank you very much. to wait now for a moment. See some other people coming down the street here. Pardon me, madam. We're trying to get the opinion of citizens on the news that came through this morning on the release of General MacArthur. Had you heard of the recall of General MacArthur?
Yes, I heard about it when, on a program just like this noon.
I see. And have you any opinion one way or the other on it?
I don't think they should have done it.
You don't think they
no.
should have done it. All right. Ready now with somebody else, I'm sure, here. I see a gentleman coming down the street here that I know very well, Mr. Bob Berry, a former resident of Kalamazoo. Hello, Bob.
Doctor.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
We're trying to get the opinion of citizens on this momentous news that came through this morning on the recall of General MacArthur. Would you care to express an opinion on it?
Well, I think it seems to show the complete confusion in our own government. I feel that it's quite a disgrace. I think it's a shame that they should call back a man of MacArthur's caliber merely because he may have politically hurt some our president's feelings, let's put it that way.
Hmm? You feel it was a big mistake, then?
I certainly do.
All right, thank you very much. Pardon me, sir. We're trying to get the reaction of citizens on the news of General MacArthur's recall this morning. I wonder if you'd care to express an opinion without mentioning your name.
Well, I don't think that the recall of General MacArthur is a very wise move. I personally believe very strongly in General MacArthur and his doings over in Japan.
Thank you very much. Here's a young lady. We're trying to get the opinion of citizens on the recall of General MacArthur. The news came through this morning. Did you happen to hear it?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know about it up to this time?
Well, I have heard about it, but I don't know too much about it. I just know that he had been dismissed, but that's about all I know.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think that he should have an opportunity to be put back in his position and show what he can do. I think he's done a very good job up to now.
All right. Thank you very much. We're trying to get the opinion of citizens on the recall of General MacArthur. I wonder if you heard the news.
No, I've been working.
You've been working.
Yeah.
The news came through this morning that the government had recalled General MacArthur, and we're trying to get the reactions of citizens. But since you hadn't heard the news, I don't suppose you have a reaction.
No, I've been working quite hard today.
All right. Thank you very much. Here's some boys. I want to ask you a question, boys. This fellow says here is Harvey Stapleton. Harvey, we're trying to get the reaction of citizens old and young on the news that came through this morning of General MacArthur's release or recall from Japan. Have you heard about it?
Yes, sir. I've just heard about it. I haven't heard on the radio or anything like that, but I just heard it from people.
What do you think about it?
Well, I don't think they should do it at all. I think after all the experiences he had in World War II and he had previous experiences before that, I think he knows the best way. I don't think we should question his judgment at all.
You've been around this conference, this senior government conference
yes,
that's
sir.
Been here. Have you heard anybody else talk about it?
Well, Mayor Todd made some comment, but I wasn't able to catch it. He didn't say over the microphone. I wasn't able to catch it.
Uh-huh. Here's some other boys. Have you been at the senior government
Yes, day? I have.
What's your name?
Ken Freeberry.
Ken, what do you think of this news?
Well, I don't think that it's a very good idea because I guess the real reason that he was relieved of his command in the Orient was because he wanted to invade Manchuria, and the communists were grouping up there, and it was just an easy way for them to come down and fight the Americans in Korea without any interference from the Americans. And I think he was right in wanting to go up there, and I don't think that he should have been relieved of his command at all.
Do you think if we had bombed Manchuria, we might have gotten into a war with China or with Russia, pardon?
Well, we're in a war with Russia right now. We're fighting their puppet states. I mean, they're just using the Korean and Chinese communists to more or less test our military strength. I mean, we're going to probably get in a war with Russia sooner or later, so probably wouldn't hurt to do it now, later.
All right. What's your opinion? Let me ask your name first.
Justin Roger.
All right. What's your opinion of this?
Well, it's about the same. I believe MacArthur is right. Shouldn't be questioned. After all, like they said, he did lead us.
All right. Thank you very much.
And that was Dr. Willis F. Dunbar, Director of Public Affairs for WKZO, interviewing the man on the street. Interviewing the man on the street about the dismissal of General Douglas MacArthur.